Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How concerned are you about being able to pay your bills, your utility bills in particular, this winter? Because new research from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission tells us today that 50% of people living in Ireland fear that they won't be able to pay their bills this winter. So just how concerned are you? Robert is with me today on the line. Robert, is utility bills, how much of a priority is that for you at the moment?
Oh, hello, Andrea.
How are you?
It's a big priority, yeah. And my story is with Energia. I signed up a new contract with them, as we're all forced to do, on the 1st of September. And about less than 2 weeks later, I got an email to say that the prices were going up by 12%.
Mm.
Now, it just means that we're going on this merry-go-round signing contracts, which are meaningless. They could just change it whenever they want.
So and I know those other utility companies as well, Robert, that, you know, Energy is not alone in that. But that doesn't take away from the point that, you know, you probably, when you're looking at the budget each month or for the winter ahead, coming into Christmas, all that goes with that, you're probably thinking, on average, a rough estimate of what the utility bill will be. And now that's likely to increase again.
Yeah, well, I thought like I'd got a good enough deal for the next 12 months, but that's not the case at all. They can change it whenever they want to change it. And it's just not. It's the same with car insurance, house insurance, everything. You have to go on this merry-go-round, make a deal, and then they can change it whenever they want to change it. It's the same with the health as well.
I think of the figures from last week, one of the utility companies talking about their percentage price hike, and I think it worked out at about €200 per year was going to be the increase, you know, for every household, which is a lot of money, isn't it?
It is. That's what they say, but, you know, it's probably going to be more than that. But this government is just standing by and allowing them to do whatever they want. There seems to be no control on anybody putting prices up, whether it's insurance or whether it's groceries. It doesn't matter. It just goes up and there's nothing done about it.
I suppose, what can they do?
Well, have another election and then we'll all get a bonanza then.
Well, I don't know. You might not. But I suppose, to be fair, you know, if one of them was here today, what they'd probably say is, we've introduced the energy credit over the past 2 years, and I have to say, it was a great help.
It was, yeah. But they only did it last year to buy the election. That's exactly what it is. Oh, without a doubt.
I'm sure they'll say it was to help with all of our household bills, but... You're a little bit more skeptical of that, right? But the idea that there isn't going to be an energy credit, you know, because we're hearing there's unlikely to be the energy credit again this year, Robert, unless there's a change of heart in government. How much of an impact, you know, will that have for you in the house at home?
Well, not really, because we fitted solar panels, and that's making a big difference. We're actually in credit with the energy company at the moment. Which is great,
But
like for a lot of people, it's going to be difficult. You know, there's a lot of it. I think that the government should be targeting them people that are not able to pay their bills.
A means-tested energy credit, then.
Yeah, instead of helping millionaires that don't need it. You know.
Okay. Conor Pope, Irish Times consumer journalist, is joining us here as well today, Robert. Like, I would have thought it was even higher than that, Conor, this research today from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. 50% of people in fear of not being able to pay bills this winter.
Oh, yeah, no, Andrea, that's a very depressing statistic. And I would imagine that a much higher percentage of people might be living with grave concern about it. They mightn't be actually afraid of being able to make ends meet this winter, but they'll still be thinking long and hard about how they're going to put food on the table, heat and light their homes, keep their kids dressed and all of the rest of the stuff. Because the reality is the cost of living crisis that started in 2022, like it's nowhere near over. And I know that all of the mood music from the government at the moment is, as you rightly pointed out, that there's going to be no energy credits in the budget. And I think Robert Robert was probably on the money when he said one of the reasons for that. Now, not maybe the only reason, but one of the reasons for that is definitely the fact that there isn't a general election on the horizon until 2029 or 2030. So the government really doesn't have to worry too much about what the electorate think about what they do in this budget in terms of short-term measures. But the reality is that people are still paying an awful lot more for their electricity and for their gas than they were. Now, just to put that into context, and just so your listeners will know exactly how much more, because the government will sometimes say, oh, well, prices have come down. They're nowhere near as high as they were, so you don't have anything to worry about. The reality is that a typical Irish household in 2021 was probably paying around €2,000 a year to heat and light their home and pay for their gas. Okay. Then in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, energy prices all over the world spiked, and the cost to the typical Irish household would have jumped to €4,000. So a dramatic increase in 2022, 2023. And prices did fall after that. But still, the typical Irish household is spending around €3,000 to heat and light their home. So it's still €1,000 more than it was. And for many households, to make that €1,000, they're going to have to earn €2,000 when you take in tax and all the rest of it. So it is a real drain on people's resources. Now, I have to say, Robert does sound like the ideal energy user, because he's got solar panels and he switches regularly. And that ultimately is the answer for people, because it's depressing.
But it's the outlay, though, initially, Conor, isn't it? And I'm sure, Robert, sorry, just you're still with us, Robert. I'm sure it wasn't cheap to put up those solar panels.
No, it wasn't. No, we're pensioners, you know. We had to scrimp and save to get enough money to pay for them. You know, and with the credit we get back from that, and that's going to pay for them as well, like through time. But it's going to take a few years.
But you do notice you do notice a difference. But Conor, you think that's if people can afford to put up the solar panels, that makes a difference.
You know what? I'd even park the solar panel thing, because I am not going to lecture your listeners on how they could save money by spending €10,000 on solar panels. That's ridiculous. For me to say that, it would be absolutely ludicrous. If you're already afraid about paying your energy bills, there's no point to me saying, spend another 10 grand and you'll be fine. But 70% of the Irish market have never switched energy provider. And all of that 70% are effectively leaving hundreds of euro on the table every single year. And the thing about switching energy provider, the thing about switching electricity or gas providers, there is absolutely no risk of a discontinuation of supply. And there is absolutely no difference between the energy provided by company A, company B, company C. So all you're doing is making savings. And of course, the other thing to remember is it's much easier for people to switch energy provider than they think, because you don't even have to ring somebody or speak to somebody or spend 25 minutes or 35 minutes on hold. You just go onto one of the switching sites like switcher.ie or bonkers.ie, enter some key details, and they will come back to you within about 30 seconds to say, save €500 by doing X, Y, or Z.
Stay with me, Conor, if you can. I just want to bring in Ian is with us here on the line today. 1800 453 106 is the number. Ian, how concerned are you about your energy bills now heading into the winter?
Well, very much so, Andrea. I totally concord there with your previous speaker there, Robert. I mean, he's ticked all the boxes there in relation to the difficulty of this. Even, you know, just an aside there in relation to the solar panels, you have the government through the SEI, advocating that people should get these in and all that. But just in relation to the grant or the microgeneration payments there, that was 25 cent about a year ago. And then the likes of Energy, and I presume the others as well, knocked it down to 20. And then most recently, Energy have come out and said that brings it down to 18.5. So all these insidious little bits are being chipped away all the time. You could see in time to come with where that might disappear entirely, you know.
And what about the energy credit, you know, and the fact that there doesn't seem to be much desire at the moment to keep that, to continue that this winter? Does that concern you?
It does. And I mean, if you look at it, like, it's been in existence now, I think this is the second iteration.
I thought it was the second year of it, yeah.
Yeah, and if you look back, you know, I mean, if you just sit back and look at it, like, the government took a shotgun approach towards this, like, everybody gets the same, but if you have your average family there in their own principal private dwelling house, they're quite entitled to it. But if you have a holiday home in South Kerry, or maybe a couple of holiday homes or a second property, you're getting it as well for that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, that's a total waste of money. on the government's behalf. Now, they'll say they can't differentiate, but I mean, we live in a technological age, so it shouldn't be beyond the wish of man to be able to determine how many houses people have and just concentrate on that. If they're worried about saving money, that might be a good place to start.
Yeah, so to cut back, that you everybody got one credit for the principal primary residence, that if you have two and three Halda homes, you're rented houses, you don't get
them. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, the people are only living in these things a couple of months of the year, or maybe a few weeks of the year, but still they're getting the same benefit as a single mom, maybe with two or three kids, who's trying to, differentiate every week as to how she's going to cut in order to pay these bills, you know, or what food she's going to have to do without in order to pay them. Like, it just doesn't make sense, you know.
And the listener here says the energy credit was a huge help, but just remember, we didn't get the full amount as the VAT was taken off each credit as well, says this listener. Another listener says we shouldn't need energy credits from the government. We shouldn't be relying on them, because they could actually start by getting the regulator to do their job and put manners on the energy companies for ripping us off. We have the dearest energy in Europe. Jen is with me on the line today. Jen, how concerned are you? Or Jana, apologies, Jana.
Jenna, hi, yes, thanks for having me on. So the energy credit, absolutely nobody should refuse any penny the government gives back. But I think there's a much bigger problem at play, where many Irish have to choose between whether to heat or eat. Ireland has the most expensive net electricity prices in the entire EU, the highest priced and highest taxed diesel in Europe. 4 in 10 Irish parents skip meals, and our food prices are the second most expensive in the Eurozone. So although this is important, it's a grain of salt in the ocean. We have a government that is failing the people. I think we realize they no longer are run by the people. They're run by large multinationals, corporate interests, NGOs and supranationals. So when we have a country that has 280,000 children living in poverty, 560,000 people living in poverty, yeah, we'll take the 250. Thanks for that breadcrumb. But what we need to do is have a government in power that will act on behalf of the people.
We only had a general election last year.
And it's absolutely shocking that they got voted in based on what's happening.
That's what the people vote. You know what I mean? When you say it's not a government of the people, that's what the people voted for.
Absolutely.
They were asked.
And I wonder.
They did with a local election in the previous June. You know, like this, what's in Dáil Éireann is a reflection of who the people voted in.
Is that an intelligence test? I agree. How did people in Ireland, seeing what's happening around us, the dogs on the street can see that the people are being disenfranchised. Who voted these people in, and how do we make a change? You know, people are in crisis. And just to add on something about electricity, another stat people don't know about the crisis, which is sort of related to electricity as well, is 42% of housing is built to rent, and the cuckoo funds own 8% of the housing stock. So we can't even buy a house. People are living, there's 300,000 people homeless, hidden homeless, living on their parents' sofa. This is not the Ireland we should aspire to. We need to get a new government in and an independent president, which they're trying to block.
Just on a final point, Jan, on this in relation to the energy credit, and you mentioned that, but the survey today that tells us about the 50% of people who are, you know, in fear about their bills and their utility bills into the winter. Would you say you fall into that half of the population?
Absolutely. And my family would be in a very high earning bracket. And we are still concerned when we see a €400 electric bill coming in, and, you know, buying even wood for the fire cost money. We are lucky to actually have a fireplace, because the new houses have banned the fireplaces and chimneys. We have a greenhouse. We grow our own food. But the food shopping bill for a family of four is astronomical. Mm. And we're on the high earning bracket, and we are feeling the pinch. I can only imagine how the other 90% feel. It's horrific.
Yeah, that is a point, Connor, that keeps coming up from some of our listeners today, getting in touch with us here, 087 1400 106 on the WhatsApp number. You know, about the VAT and the VAT associated with some of the utility bills. Is that not something the government could look at if they're not going to pursue the energy credit?
It certainly is, and I think everyone would welcome that. But the reality is that if you're paying €1,000 more for your energy now than you were in 2020, the VAT change might save you 100 quid, 150 quid, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less. It's not going to make a huge material difference to people. And it's certainly not going to stop the 50% of people who are highlighted in this morning's report fearing how they're going to cover their bills. So I do think probably more needs to be done. I do think, and I'm not an apologist for the state or for the government or any of that stuff, but I'd be really cautious of suggesting that we bring in price controls or we bring in, you know, some kind of draconian measures to impact the price of groceries or impact the price
and
of energy.
That's because what it seems a lot of people actually are calling for, from what I can see here.
It certainly is what a lot of people are calling for. And it's a very easy thing to call for. And it's an incredibly difficult thing to implement. Now, a lot of your listeners probably won't remember the groceries order. Now, the groceries order is going back to the 1990s, and it was introduced with a view to bringing price controls in this country. And it ended up having probably the exact opposite impact that it was intended to, because what it did was it effectively killed competition, allowed retailers charge whatever they wanted to up to a certain price, up to a certain price point. And we all ended up paying dearly for that. So I just think if you look across Europe, you can see that price controls and price ceilings, they haven't really worked. Now, I think what the government should be doing is the government shouldn't be giving me a 150 or a 300 euro or a 450 euro energy credit, because to be perfectly honest, myself and my family are in the fortunate position where I don't need it. Now, don't get me wrong. I really, like, it was of benefit.
It would help, yeah,
but I
absolutely
didn't need it. And I think what the government should be doing is they should be targeting all of the money at their disposal at the people who need it far more than I do, so they can lift those 250,000 children out of poverty, and they can support the 50% of the population who are genuinely fearful about paying their energy bills. And I think more targeted measures would be far more desirable than these blanket measures, which were introduced in a real hurry, Andrea, because the government said, oh, we can't possibly means test this, or we can't possibly target this stuff because we have to do it quickly.
I know, but then now, you do have people as well, Conor, you might be just above the cusp of maybe, you know, been in the fortunate position to not maybe qualify if the energy credit were to be means tested. But like, God, it's often, it's a huge help. And some families feel, you know, beyond maybe child benefit, they're not getting anything else. This is the one little thing they were getting back from government.
No, 100%. And I can see why an awful lot of people could really benefit from it. But there was an awful lot of people who didn't frankly need it, and they benefited from it too. And I think that's what a responsible government needs to address. How do you target all of the cash that you have at your disposal so that it reaches the people who need it most and not the people who don't need it? Now, having said that, so that's what the government needs to do in the longer term. The government has had several years to prepare this stuff. The cost of living crisis is now 3 years old. And as you know, you might look at it and say, OK, what have they done? Very little. If you talk about the grocery prices, for instance, grocery prices have kept climbing. Mm. I think most Irish households are probably spending around 3,000 euro more a year on groceries than they were in 2020.
Which is huge.
And nothing has been done in that respect.
No, and maybe that's something we'll chat about again at another time as well. For the moment, we leave it there. Conor Pope, Irish Times consumer journalist. Robert Ian Janna, thanks a million for joining us. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Just on the text here, listeners, says my standing charge is double. I can't afford solar panels, so I'm screwed no matter what way you look at it. And another listener too, the utility companies should have to announce plans in the pipeline for any further increases. I don't understand why they can't do that, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. How are you affected by the potential utility bills that you're going to be faced with over the next coming months, and the fact that you probably will not be getting an energy credit either? And just finally, listeners, as I'm listening in Donegal about electricity bills, what I do, I never have a bill. I transfer money weekly into the energy app onto the bill. I keep it in credit all the time. Great to know that I have a high lump sum coming out together as well. I couldn't afford it otherwise.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.